Greg King is a native son of Sonoma County, where he was deeply involved in timber issues for many years. He's remained involved in those issues, moved north, but he's back in town, speaking out in Jenner this evening about his life and presenting a big picture take on the whole business.
It is a big picture look. It may be a little unwieldy, the whole subject of the redwood ecosystem and human interactions with it, including logging and protection efforts. But it's something I've lived all my life, having been born and raised in Guerneville, and then having become an act in the 80s and continuing that since then. So there is a big picture that has never really been covered, I don't think, in a book.
You were in the thick of a lot of that. Was there a particular moment you can point to that triggered your activism?
Yes, it's quite definable, and it began in Sonoma County when I was a reporter at what was then called The Paper. It has since morphed into The Bohemian. And I rented a house overlooking a redwood grove. But 2 months after I moved into this house, Louisiana Pacific started logging this pretty old, mature, second-growth redwood forest right on the Russian River below my house. And so I started looking into Louisiana Pacific, and that got me into timber politics and the fact that LP was planning on liquidating its Sonoma County holdings and selling and getting out. And I exposed that in The Paper, and a group formed and sued LP and stopped the liquidation. And both of those large tracts are now in state parks, almost 10,000 acres. But that got me into looking at the northwestern timber situation. And Maxam Corporation out of Houston had just taken over Pacific Lumber Company in late 1985. So I went up and viewed these forests and for the first time got into what I would later understand was a wild redwood forest that had no signs of human entry whatsoever. It was visceral. You could feel it. The book that I'm working on is called The Ghost Forest. And the reason for that, I grew up in Guerneville, which held the greatest volume of biomass ever to have been on the planet, where one tree could have over 300,000 board feet of lumber in it, more than an acre of Oregon old growth forest. Probably some of them were well over 400 feet tall. So I grew up with the lore of this forest. So I quit my job, and I moved to Humboldt County in early 1987, and I took on Maxam Corporation full-time for the next 4 years.
A lot of that history is the battle over the Headwaters Forest. From where you sit now, who won that battle?
Well, that is a question with many answers. The positive answer from my perspective is that we were able to protect a 3,000-acre Headwaters Grove and about a 4,000-acre buffer around it, but if you look at game plan and who came closest to achieving it, Maxam and CEO Charles Hurwitz did exceptionally well, liquidating between $4 and $5 billion worth of assets of Pacific Lumbers, garnering almost $500 million for just Headwaters Grove and the small buffer, which is more than half of what Maxam paid for all of Pacific Lumber, and then declaring bankruptcy 20 years later and walking away with all that money.
You mentioned that you are working on a memoir analysis book about all of this. When's it going to be out?
It's a long-term process to write a book, but I'm shooting for 2016. There's a lot of research involved, a lot of trips to Bancroft Library, a lot of interviews. One of my goals is to find out what some of these forests were like before they were cut down. But in Humboldt County, there are stories of trees well over 400 feet tall. I want to find some firsthand accounts of what it was like to be in these groves. You know, 96% of the ancient redwood ecosystem was logged. And the fact that there's 4% left is somewhat of a miracle, but what was the other 96% like?
Well, Greg King, I know you're going to be telling people more about this out in Jenner this evening. I appreciate your taking time to talk with us right now.
It's a great pleasure, Bruce. Thank you so much.